This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we mentioned in previous studies, since Jesus suffered in spite of doing good, we should not be surprised if we experience suffering as followers of Him. Peter put it this way in 1 Peter 3:17-18. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit. It was God's will for Jesus to suffer in order for Him to bring us to God. There was a price to pay, and He gladly paid it. We too might be called upon by God's will to suffer in bringing the gospel to the unsaved. There is no greater good any of us could do than to help someone see, understand, and experience forgiveness and all God has in mind for them. James 5:20 declares, "Remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins." There is a price to pay. Are you willing to pay it, as Jesus did, to bring the message of forgiveness and hope to inquiring minds and hearts? Peter continues by pointing out that not all will receive the message of hope. In fact, they might reject the truth like those who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built, and says, when Jesus was raised from the dead by the Spirit, He went in the power of the Spirit to preach to the saints in prison. We'll share more on this in our next visit. To review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.